Q94, it's your Mound of Rock, and we've got lots of great rock and roll still to come. And we have yet another high school football coach with us as we head to Northern Howell County and visit with head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, Logan Swallum. How are we doing?
Pretty good, Gary. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, it's another year, and how did the offseason this summer look for you and your Willow Springs Bears?
Hey, it was pretty busy, just like probably everybody else's. I thought it was a really good summer. Pretty consistent numbers, especially early on. You know, you get to the latter part of the summer, some family vacations happen. But I thought overall we got a pretty good core nucleus of kids that were in and day out. We stayed pretty busy, tried to push them pretty hard. So really proud of the way they went about themselves, you know, the things we asked them to do throughout the whole summer.
I'm from the outside looking in, but to me, that's kind of what you've got cooking there in Willow Springs. You got quite a bit of experience coming, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we graduated at not a very big senior class last year. You know, we'll miss those guys that were with us, but we did mix in a lot of young kids last year on Friday nights. They also, you know, a lot of them, they played six quarters a week, so They got Monday night time and they got Friday night time, so they have a lot of experience. You know, I would probably say we're young again, but it's, you know, like you stated, you know, another year older.
Yeah.
We're young, but a year older. You know, a sophomore group that's got a lot of numbers. We'll count on several of them for Friday night, Friday night competition. Mm-hmm. But we do have a good mix of, you know, some juniors and some seniors, I feel like, that can step into some positions that that'll help us.
Well, week one, there's been a little bit of change up. It was not, you know, it was just out of all your all's control. But your week one opponent was going to go to 8-man, football in 26, but decided to go ahead and just do it this year. And that kind of left you in a predicament. But you picked up Mountain View, Arkansas. What can you tell the fans and listeners out there about Mountain View, Arkansas football?
Hey, we got very fortunate to pick up a team. It's about 95 miles from here, but it will be a home game for us. We're lucky. They were kind of in the same situation. Their week one opponent decided to do the same thing. Mountain View, I feel like watching them on film, you know, from last year or talking to their coach, it sounds like in a situation kind of like us. They've got a big sophomore class. They won some games last year. He claims, you know, they're games they should have won. And a couple years ago, they were 8-man also. So they're kind of coming out of that.
Yeah.
Very fortunate to be able to pick them up. But like I said, I think school size, you know, enrollment size, grades of players and those types of things, I think they're very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have some good skill positions, and I feel like we do too. But, very, very similar, I feel like. And, you know, obviously we'll have to execute, you know, to go out and put our best foot forward and be able to try to come away with a win in week one.
It's like everybody. It's like every team. We got to avoid that injury bug, and things should be okay.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. You know, if we can stay healthy, we'll be just fine. Like I said, we'll play a lot of sophomores up, you know, on Friday nights with those juniors and seniors. And we'll try to mix them in. You know, in my book, you know, everybody below, you know, your senior year, you're available for JV nights, just because, you know, that's another opportunity to go compete and you know, not to leave, you know, really young kids out to dry, you know, in certain situations. So, the injury bug, we got to stay away from it. Our numbers are good. That's a thing that every team fights, and you hope it never happens to any one of your kids or any other kids of any other teams, just because you don't want them to have to miss any time. But so, yeah, we'll hope to stay healthy and get it going.
Everybody, head coach, the Willow Springs Bears, Logan Swallum. Coach Swallum, thank you so much for taking the time out to visit with us, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate you having me.